This is in honor of the fact that you are the first California governor to become president of the United States. And so I've declared this room from now on to be the President Ronald Reagan Cabinet Room.
Thank you very much.
We're just very, very honored.
Honored I am, my man.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yes, yeah, we even have a friend. This was a gift that was given to me when I first came into office, and we've had that here in the cabinet room as well.
Want to call a cabinet meeting?
Yes.
With the original cast?
These desks are the same ones that were here when you were here. We've changed the chairs. Kind of changed the carpeting a little bit, but that's the same.
Well, Mr. President, some of the polls are dropping a little bit today. You getting worried?
I'll just wait for nightfall.
Gonna win?
You don't, Helen. I'm never gonna say any answer.
Even up to the last minute?
Not up to the last, especially not up to the last.
I mean, the last election, the last day. You're not gonna break down and change your mind and tell us that you think you will.
It'll change now.
But, Mr. President, how do you feel about it being the last day of your last campaign?
Well, as I said yesterday in Minnesota, it's a little like coming up to that last football game and realizing that you've had all 4 years and that's the last one you're going to play in.
Mr. President, if you're reelected, will it make any difference to you knowing that you never have to worry about the realities of election politics again for your last 4 years? Will it make a difference in the way you handle the office?
No, because I haven't let it make a difference in the way I've handled it up to now. I've had a standard rule sitting on this table for 8 years, and the one in Washington.
You mean you won't be in lame duck on November 7th?
I've always felt that discussing the political ramifications of a measure as to whether it's good or bad for the people isn't the thing to do. Discuss it purely on whether it is right or wrong.
What would be your priorities in a second term?
Well, number one of all, of course, is peace, disarmament, and the reduction in the world of nuclear weapons. But on the domestic scene, to continue with the policies that have led to the growth we now have, to make that an ongoing expansion, so that we have a growing economy that will provide jobs for the people that need them.
Are you going to make a move toward the Russians so that there can be some kind of arms talks?
Well, now, Bill, I've always made the move toward it, and I've always wondered why so many people ask me, what are you going to do about it? What are they going to do about it?
Well, do you have anything special in mind if you're reelected?
Well, yes, we're going to pursue the fact that we've submitted 4 different proposals to them. 4 different areas of arms reduction, not control. And they were the ones who walked away from the table. We're going to do everything we can to see if they'll come back.
Well, that's what I mean, sir, if you'll forgive me. I mean, what will you do to get them back? Do you have something in mind?
Well, we won't try to buy them back by increasing offers and so forth. We'll try to convince them that it is to their advantage as well as ours to have a settlement for this particular issue.
You mean you're going to stick with your proposals that are on the table?
Well, we've told them we're flexible on that. When they objected to some things, we immediately said, well, come back and tell us what it is you object to. Let us discuss it. And they wouldn't take yes for an answer.
Sir, do you think you'll concentrate on foreign policy in your second term as much as you concentrated on domestic policy in your first term?
We have to concentrate on that. That's one of the prime responsibilities of that. Of the federal government. Maybe a little less attention to some things the federal government shouldn't have been doing in the first place.
Are you still going to have trouble with O'Neill?
Whoever has trouble.
if it isn't too presumptuous of me, Mr. President, I think if you invited the Russians to come to California, they would not refuse at all. They'd want to come here. Yes. They'd want to visit with you.
Well, as I told a couple of other heads of state from Europe, too, if they'd only discovered America from this side, the capital would be California.
So the arms talks in Sacramento, is that it?
Do you like this room? Does it bring back memories?
Of course it does, yes. Great deal does. We've left the subject that has me the most honored and impressed this morning, and I'm deeply grateful for this.
Well, we're very honored that you're here, and that from now on, anybody who comes into this room, whether they be visitors or legislators, anyone else, they will know that this is the President Ronald Reagan cabinet.
Very proud.
Thank you. Well, John Wayne is going to preside.
Yes,